grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
That's right, hash for short. Chris is up here in the studio.
Well, kia ora, Millie, and kia ora, listeners.
Hello, everyone. How are you going?
Very well. Yeah. Loving it. We've got the old First Thursday up on K Road.
Oh,
so
cool.
We've been doing a bit of preparation before coming here.
Yeah.
And I was just in the middle of some preparing when some friendly cops dropped into the store for a chit-chat.
Oh, yeah.
And we were thinking, well, times have changed. Times have changed. Not changed fully. We'll get into that because we've got a little story about an actual police officer being arrested and what that means if you're on similar things.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, police discretion, it's a good thing, or it can be a good thing. Can be not a good thing.
Yeah.
But before that, let's have a toast.
Oh!
Toast to Dry July.
To Dry July.
Dry July.
Exactly.
And listeners, I'm back on it. So as of Monday, Dry July, I don't drink a lot anyway, to be honest. But when you actually go, I'm having a month off.
Yeah.
It's actually a bit trickier because, you know, you can accidentally have one.
And that's the thing, you end up at a, you know, like a social event or like a gallery opening, you know.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of the point, is it makes you think twice.
It does.
Instead of just being a bit casual about it.
Yeah.
So what we got here from the old Terps & Co, we sell this down at the Hemp Store. This is gin-like and tonic. And they're using terpenes, one of the magic ingredients in cannabis.
Yes.
Not the cannabinoids, but the other side of the story. And they're using that to create a gin-like experience. Here you go.
Okay, all right, live on air. Here we go.
To Dry July. And this is the new formula, by the way. New formula they've just launched, so slightly updated.
Dry July, cheers, Chris.
Yeah.
It smells like a gin and tonic, but actually kind of nicer. In a way.
Botanical.
Mm.
Yeah, that tastes like a gin to me.
Oh, that's good.
That's quite Moorish. Now, why this is relevant too, new study came out. We've talked about terpenes a little bit in the last few weeks, and terpenes are, they're the aromas and flavours. They're not exclusive to cannabis, there are other herbs and things as well.
Totally.
It's what tends to make them a herb, as opposed to another plant. They've got the presence of some terpenes, that makes them active. And terpenes, structurally, they're very similar and related to cannabinoids and the omega oils. They're all kind of in the same family of chemicals that are all part of the same pathway. So you have your omega oils to make your endocannabinoids.
Okay.
That's why you need omega oils, is to keep your endocannabinoid system going.
Okay, all right.
Yes, right.
We're getting into the nitty-gritty science here.
Yes. Well, here's a study. This actually came out of China. But don't hold that against it. They looked at what they called hemp oil extracts. And these were beta-carophyllene and alpha-humulene. And what they found, potent analgesic and anti-cancer properties. This is in a journal, I must admit, I've never heard of. Phytoterapia. I don't know what that even means. The Journal for the Study of Medicinal Plants. That sounds better. They should just call it that.
Yeah.
They said that it reduced neuropathic pain and significantly inhibited tumor growth.
Mm.
And what we had talked about before was how not only do they... so they got these properties all by themselves. But then also they will interact with the cannabinoids and how your body uses those. And for example, there was another recent study that found that people that have THC, if they also gave them some limonene, your kind of lemony aromaed things,
which is
then they didn't get anxiety.
Wow.
So if you're a person that's prone to anxiety with using cannabis, but you think the medical effects could help you, then go for a strain that's higher in the limonene.
And that's really useful knowledge, because I feel like that's a side that people don't talk about enough, you know. We've all got that one friend who's like, no, weed is not my friend. But it's really they haven't been led to, you know, a helpful strain or, balance of cannabis.
Exactly. And when things are illicit and you're just hearing a story off your old mate and that, then, you know,
and
you
then
get conflicting stories.
I thought I was a dog.
Now you can go to a doctor and get the real deal. And they're not just saying, stop doing it, it's bad for you. They're saying, this can be good for you and here's how you get the most from it.
Yeah.
So it's a whole different kind of conversation that you can now have with your doctor.
Totally.
Which is bloody good. However, speaking of your old getting weird things, I went to, what are some strains that are higher in the beta for carophyllene? Let's say you're after that neuropathic pain or inhibiting the tumour growth. I'd hate to, Yeah, so if you want that, some beta-carophyllene, don't just type that into some AI. I thought I'd just try that and see what it said. It told me the best strains for beta-carophyllene were carpet tape and scroopy noopies.
I can't personally say I've encountered those ones, Chris.
No, I think that's a hallucination from the AI. So instead, do you want to go for Jack Hera and some Chem Dog and some Sour D?
Yeah.
They're the old school strains, so go for them. Very popular in the 90s and noughties, those ones. The Humulene, on the other hand, if I can just say, I'm just saying this in the interest of getting the strain name right.
Okay.
I'm not intending to swear on air, but it's Alaskan Thunderfuck. Just to get the strain name right. And Girl Scout Cookies. That's the other one, a very popular one from
Girl Scout Cookies. That's a cute name.
It is, it's a great one.
Yeah.
So that's the Alpha Humulene. So there you go.
Okay.
And of course, you can get the terpenes by itself. If you want to come down to the old hemp store, we have these mints called Calm, made by a local company. And they extract the beta carophyllene out of black pepper. Which you can get in bulk as opposed to your medical cannabis or whatever, and so that puts the price right down.
Totally.
And it's doing the same as CBD, is in essence what beta carophyllene is doing. It's plugging into the CB2 receptor, which is your CBD one, the non-psychoactive.
Yep.
THC is into your CB1, CBD and the beta carophyllene to your CB2. So if you can, these Calm mints and oils, we have a bunch of other things, but little raw terp sprays that you spray on and you can customize your terpene profile with the herb you've got and then change it with a bit of a spray of some other terpenes.
So basically it's a whole new world. And I mean, when you see studies like this come out, you're seeing that it's not just, terpenes, you know, it's not fairy magic, it's science, you know.
That's exactly
right. These compounds are helping people.
And you can customize your effect by doing that bit of research. But also when you go to your doctor or your clinic, you've got to ask these questions. What are the terpene profiles?
Yes.
Typically, they will know. They get provided with a lot of background information on the strains, the products, the strains they really are, the terpene profiles and things. If you ask them for that, they can answer it. If you don't ask them it, they're not going to tell you, or they're inhibited from.
Okay.
They can't market the products. They can't push them on you.
Okay.
So they'll only give you information that you ask for.
So
if you want a particular terpene profile, you need to ask for it.
Yeah. Highly recommend doing your research around that, because I feel like, it opens your eyes for those who are a little more hesitant around, you know, I don't know if weed's for me. It's like, well, there's also these magic things called terpenes.
Yeah, you could even start on them before you decide to go for the real deal kind of thing.
Very interesting.
There you go. That leads us on, because we touched on the kind of rules around what doctors can do. NBR have covered CannaSouth. Can it be saved?
It's an interesting one.
It is paywalled, so unfortunately. But a lot of students have access, but otherwise I think they charge quite a bit per article. But one of the things they blame it on, the guy, the sort of forensic accountant guy that's running it now, they've been in liquidation, he says these rules are just insane in his thing, that you can make a product and get it all approved and bring it to market and then you can't talk about it or tell people you have it or tell people anything about it and just somehow hope it sells in secrecy.
That is crazy.
It is a bit weird when you see other medicines are advertised legally here and alcohol is advertised and so forth. So it is a bit crazy, but it's a pretty hard-hitting article, gotta say, listeners. I thought he really puts the boot into the former CEO, Mark Lucas.
Yeah.
It was a bit tough reading.
It's hard.
So anyway, on the they do think, it sounds like, that they can salvage the company. That's why they haven't fully wound it up.
Totally.
They're saying they've got some stock they can sell. They're going to focus on CBD.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to work out what to do with the growing facility. So it sounds like that isn't... this is probably New Zealand's biggest growing facility down in the Waikato. A huge $8 million customised greenhouse.
Yeah.
And,
well, I mean, you can't sell a secret. It's the number one sales tip.
So you've got to have some change there, right? We've got to keep pushing.
Yes. Poor CannaSouth.
But, you know, you can still get their stuff. As I say, they've still got product on the market and from other people too. So, you know. But as I say, you got to ask for it. If you go to your clinic and you want to support CannaSouth, then ask to be prescribed their one.
So it's a matter of, like, when you go and see a kind of cannabis doctor, it's a matter of requesting information that you need, because they're not able to openly provide it to you point blank. You know, you have to
Yeah, well, when it comes to deciding which of the different various strains there are, well, different yeah. there's about 20 types of bud and
strains,
even more
and
oils
brands.
And things. So you need to kind of tell them what you've found works for you in the past. If you haven't used it before, then yeah. be upfront about that, and they'll start you on something kind of more mild and give you a bit more guidance.
Yeah.
But if you're already on a particular type that you like, and there are other types that you don't like, you just tell them that.
Makes sense. Yeah. Makes it good tips, pro tips.
It's not much. It's not much different to going to a coffee shop, but it is. But
it's a little.
There's a kind of similarities there. Your doctor is your dealer these days.
I guess so.
And speaking of, no, not really, because there's no evidence of anything like dealing. So wipe that from the record, please. We redact that, retract it. And that, but stuff has reported a police officer is now on restricted duties. So Auckland constable on restricted duties after being. Allegedly found with cannabis in a pipe. This happened back October. Pleaded not guilty. Appeared in the North Shore District Court last week. Stuff helpfully said she'll appear on 17 July if people want to go down there and... I don't know. Yeah, it's a bit weird. I don't think we need to know. But anyway, so it is interesting that they're actually prosecuting a cop for possession of cannabis. It raised a whole bunch of questions in my mind. Could it be medical use, for example?
Well, that's true.
Could it be... here's one thing. So she'd be charged under Section 7 of the Misuse of Drugs Act. Stuff did, and that's the possession news, Stuff did report facing a penalty of up to 6 months prison or a fine of $1,000. They got that wrong. It's actually 3 months prison and $500.
Oh.
Which is still like, what the hell? 3 months prison.
Three months prison.
That's what you can actually get.
Oh, that's crazy.
And, you know, a few dozen a year still go to jail for it as their only charge.
Wow.
Possession of a utensil that she also had, 12 months prison.
12?
$500
a
fine.
A year.
Incredible, eh?
That seems really draconic. Like, that's not... That seems really, really ancient.
Yes, it's... Yeah, I think most people would be quite surprised to hear that those are still the penalties. And they are what's available. Right. They're the guidance given to the courts. Section 7.3, though, of the Misuse of Drugs Act, there is a defence if you know it's a controlled drug and you took possession of it to stop an offence from happening or to hand it into the nearest constable or police station.
Oh.
Presumably she wasn't doing that, which she would have just said it. But I've seized this and I'm handing it in. That's what cops do. But that is a defence. Just saying, it is a defence. If you have some in your pocket, it is a defence. You are handing it in.
I'd run with that if I were her.
7.3A, you're using it for palliation.
Yes.
That was one of the medical defences there. 7.5, though, this is the key one. Police discretion. A prosecution shall not be brought unless it is required in the public interest.
Right, okay.
Now, that, to me, when you read that, that's a pretty high bar.
That's a really high bar.
Maybe the police have decided, and it's one of the issues with discretion, is that the higher-ups also have the discretion, and maybe they've decided that public interest is the fact that she's a cop.
Yeah. But I mean, it makes sense.
I think they should have the same rights as everyone else, and if no one else would have got busted for a tiny bit like that, then she shouldn't have either.
Yeah.
However, Section 30, and this is one of the really unjust bits of the Misuse of Drugs Act, the burden of proof shall remain on the accused. And so every other law, of course, innocent till proven guilty, but it's not with the Misuse of Drugs Act. It actually specifically says it in there, you're guilty. So it burdens on her to prove it.
Oh, that's crazy.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. If she's in Brazil, she'd be in with a good chance. Newsday reported this week, the Supreme Court in Brazil said marijuana possession is not a crime. And they said the situation is clear, that prosecution should not be brought, it's not a crime. So there you go. The government then said, too bad, we're going to pass a constitutional amendment to keep it a crime.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So there you go, there's Brazil. Germany, the cannabis clubs opened on Monday, so already heard some good things. And sports, we talked about Sha'Carri Richardson the other day, her world's fastest woman back. And I've been watching her on Netflix. Have you seen the sprinter thing?
No, I haven't seen it, but
I've heard
about it. It's
actually pretty cool. It's a bit like that Formula One kind of... program, but she's on there anyway,
great.
And no sign of any weed yet. But NCAA removed this is the
football,
isn't it?
American football,
National College Athletics.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Which I think is their university level, right?
Which is a massive deal in America, you know.
Well, that would cover all those. They've removed cannabis from the banned list, saying their focus is on helping people, not punishment for cannabis use.
crazy.
There you go. So
I like that.
Thing. So hopefully we'll see something similar at the Olympics, eh?
Mm, fingers crossed. Paris. It's only, what, a couple of weeks now?
Yeah, end of the month.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
I'm rooting for Shikari. So,
me
loving
too.
This gin, like, and tonic.
Yes, Terps and Co.
Yeah. And if you
it's
want to come
delicious.
Down to the shop and grab some, open a bit late tonight because it's First Thursday.
Yes.
And the Drug Foundation are actually there right now testing people's bits and bobs.
Fab.
And that's going through till 7. So if you have something you need to get tested, some weird unknown thing, bring it in. It's one of the cool things that we have going here is legal, free and confidential substance checking.
Those old winter coats, clear them out.
They could be in the pocket and you don't want that.
No.
Whakamana Cannabis Club is back on tonight down at Silo Park.
Great stuff.
And Cannaposium, August at the Surrey Hotel in Grey Lynn, the old Surrey.
I know.
That'll be cool.
It's iconic, eh? Alrighty, well, thank you, Chris, and thanks to the Hemp Store, as per usual. Thanks, Terps and Co. as well. A little nod to their gin, like, and tonic. And we'll be back next week. That was Marijuana Media.
Do it then.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm a